This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Won't you take just a few minutes out of your very busy day? Stop and think and meditate and study with us from the Word of God. I believe perhaps we may have something that will do good to your heart and will manifest itself in your life. We're studying presently about qualities of the love of God. In previous studies, we have noticed that it is universal. That is, God loves everybody. He loves you. It doesn't matter what you are, how rich, how poor, from what nation you've come or whatever, God loves you. We have studied further, the love of God is tenacious. Like a lion with its prey, will not be scared away by the beaters of the drums. There are no situations in life in which you can be scared away from the love of God. That is, God's love for you. And God's love is protective. It's protective like a bird fluttering away from its nest to protect its young. And last time, and we didn't quite finish this point, God's love is understanding like the love of a father. And we noted this from Psalms 103 and verse 13. But there's something more that I want to say. There's another passage that I want to use in regard to explaining how the love of God is like the love of a father. And I call your attention to the words of Jesus Christ as found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 beginning. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, who, if his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will give him a serpent. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Now notice here, he's calling attention to the fact that those of us who are human beings and are fathers, all are wicked to some extent. There is not a single one of us who is perfect. Though it may be the case that some of us have been born again by the blood of Christ, we've been saved from our sins, and we're striving day by day to walk in the light of God's Word, there is not a single one of us who does not commit at least isolated acts of sin. There is not a day of our lives but what we need the grace of God. There is not a single one of us but what at least there is some element of selfishness within our heart. And yet every one of us who is a father, at least a father who is worthy of the name, if his son or daughter comes to him with some request that's reasonable, something that we know will be for their benefit and for their welfare, that we will give it to them. Jesus indicates that no human father, even though he's evil, if his son asks him for a loaf, will give him a rock to chew on, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake, a poisonous snake that will bite and kill him. And then he reasoned this way, if you then being evil, if you human fathers who are actually evil and wicked, if you know how to do good things for your children, if you know how to respond to their requests by giving them blessings, why can you not then reason to the fact that God is infinite, he's perfect in his love, that he will give us what we need when we ask for it? So you see, the love of God is like the love of a father. It's understanding, and it responds to need in the proper way. Again, I call your attention to the fact that the love of God is described in the Bible as providential, or perhaps we should say, providing. In Psalms 23, we find the love of God described under two different figures, and I'm going to take the second one first, the one very near the end of that psalm. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That indicates that in the very worst times of life, God is like a gracious host who prepares a banquet of great things for us. My friends, God will not get there with too little, too late in your case. He will bless you with what you truly need. God loves you.